This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, at Sasangir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Day today. The NBWL has 47 members, including the Chief of Army Staff, members from different states, representatives from NGOs working in this field, chief wildlife wardens and secretaries from various states. This board works for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest with Prime Minister as its chairperson. After the meeting, Mr. Modi will also interact with some women forest staffers at Sasan. In the morning, Prime Minister will go on a lion safari in the Gir National Park. Mr. Modi is on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning Saturday. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Corporation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. The workshop will witness signing of memorandums of understanding, MOUs, for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. It will have technical sessions on sustainable manure management models, which convert dairy waste into biogas, compressed biogas CBG, and organic fertilizers. Delhi Assembly will today resume discussions on CAG report on the performance audit on public health infrastructure and management of health services relating to the period of AAP-led Delhi government. The report has been tabled by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Assembly on the 28th of February. The report covering the period from 2016-17 to 2021-22 has highlighted underutilization of funds during the COVID period, delays in project execution, and a shortage of drugs and staff in city hospitals. The report also revealed that the previous government utilized around 543 crore rupees out of nearly 788 crore received from the center during the COVID period. Besides the short duration discussion on water shortage, water logging, sewerage, blockage and desilting of drains in Delhi is also listed in the business of the house. The month-long budget session of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will begin today with the address of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha in Jammu. This will be the first budget of the Chief Minister Omar Abdullah-led National Conference government after assuming power in October last year. The last budget session took place during the PDP-BJP government in the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir in 2018. Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has said the exact location of the 8 persons trapped inside the partially collapsed tunnel of the Srisailam Left Bank Canal SLBC tunnel project is not known and that the government is trying to speed up the rescue operation. He said the government has suggested to officials leading the rescue operation to use robots inside the tunnel if necessary to avoid danger to rescue personnel. The Ministry of Coal will organize a roadshow on commercial coal mine auction and investment opportunities in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The roadshow has been organized as part of the ministry's ongoing efforts to promote commercial coal mining and attract private investment. The event aims to bring together industry stakeholders, potential investors and policymakers to accelerate private sector participation in India's coal sector. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, will grace the occasion as the chief guest. With India and the US gearing up to start negotiations for a proposed bilateral trade agreement, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal's Washington visit will begin today. Mr. Goyal is likely to hold talks with US Trade Representative USTR, Jamieson Greer and US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. India and Bangladeshi river experts will visit Farakka in West Bengal today to make a review of the water level at Farakka to take forward the dialogue on the renewal of the Ganga Water Treaty. In the ICC Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final league match in Dubai last night, setting up a semi-final clash with Australia. After being invited to bat first, India posted 249 for 9. In response, the QEs were bowled out for 205 in 45.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.